Yeah.
Now that the beach is open, and I'm hearing this a lot, is, and I know for a fact it happens because my son worked down there, but you citizens lay off the city workers, screaming and hollering. You don't bring the right identification and all that down to the
Oh,
beach.
yeah.
You do not have a right to yell at these high school and college kids, telling them they're worthless and all that. I've heard so much
Oh, no, they
crap.
don't.
Oh, yes, they do, Pete. Yes, they do. They do, and they scream and they holler and they undress these people, and it's the, and
You
my
don't know who
son,
I am.
I know this for a fact, and I know that for a fact more than anything, these poor kids and this rec staff have to put up with this. The community
Yeah.
thinks is their right to just vent on these poor kids. They're doing their jobs. Leave them
Well,
alone. If you're come down and you come down at a time where the parking lot's full or you can't find parking and you have to walk down there, it's not these kids' fault. And I'm so tired of hearing stuff. And the guys that run the beach down there, they're doing everything they can, and it's unbelievable the stories I hear. And they're facts. They're not embellishing them and everything. These people, you'd be shocked.
I see that.
I'm going to tell you this. Here's a
Yeah.
story. My son was working down there, and he was, driving the cart and all that, taking people back and forth, shuttling them from beach
Yeah.
to beach. And this guy, who was a nice guy, I'm not going to mention any names, but
Age range.
they're 70s.
Okay.
But there's this little clique down at the beach, a bunch of older men, nice guys
Yeah.
and all that, but they think it's like a yacht club down there because they have their boats down there because you can store
Yeah.
your boats and all that. Well, this guy, just unloaded on my son to tears. And all the
Yeah.
with my son and all that. And I saw him, and first off, I asked him. I said, I heard you this and that, and yelling at these high school kids that are working down there, and he just goes off. I'm like, really? You know what they're making? They're making $9 or $10 an hour. They're doing their job, and they're not trying to cause havoc and all that. And you decide to undress, and then I tell him. Oh, well, they think they own the place. He's telling me all this stuff. I go, well, that was my son. Oh, excuse us, I didn't know it was your son. I wouldn't have done it if it, I'm like, see, that's even
Oh,
worse.
really?
And this guy continues to do it. This was 3, 4 years ago. Continues to, they, it's just this, these poor kids are doing summer jobs down at the beach. And now the rec, it's hard for them to even get staff. And it's
Well,
solely because of these adults think they, own the place.
I saw you had like a couple seniors there, or what do you call it, elevated juniors or whatever, the rising, whatever they call that crap. And then you had like an older gentleman there, nice as can be. And I it's a $25 cover if you're not from around here to get down there, but they totally nice. Totally nice. And I can't believe I can't believe it, because that's what gives Lake Forest a bad reputation. That's what people expect if you
Right.
come from,
And the thing is, it's $25 is nothing to go down to that beach if you're not from Lake Forest. It should be so much higher because there is our the residents of Lake Forest, that's their priority, that beach. And whether they come down late in the day or early, they shouldn't be overridden by non-residents. And I get it. You're trying to make money and all that. But here's the thing. Recreation is not a for-profit. Recreation in a community is you're offering services to the community. And we offer wonderful things, but you're not supposed to make a profit. And maybe a little loss, but to provide great services like the beach. And but we should be charging out there, you know what, for non-residents to come down there. I don't want, you know, I'm selfish.
It's
I don't
it's
want
worth it if you can.
There.
It's worth it if you can, if the cafe is open.
Well, yeah, and don't get me wrong, Pete. Your family's down. That's a different thing. But
yeah,
you got people living in different towns and cities, strictly coming here every weekend, and they get there early and park up top. And there's limited parking down there.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to justify yelling at kids and all that when it's backed up down there, because just, you know, that's just changing.
Nah, that guy's got issues. You know what? Let me
know
who that guy is.
That guy's got issues, Pete, but it's hundreds of people that do that. They think they just have this, you know, these kids are going, sorry, the parking lot's full. You can't go down there. And they just go off like, yeah, and I'm sure, you know, who I am and this.
Oh, the little ramp that goes down, they block it off. You can't take the car.
Well, they got kids at the they got kids at the top.
Right, I saw the top.
Down, and then they got kids at the bottom checking IDs and all that, which gets back to our conversation. You check IDs at the beach, but you don't.
For elections.
And then you have parking up top, and you have kids checking there and all that.
Yeah.
Well, there's limited space, and once those are full, and they got, you know, you can't park anywhere. But these people go off on it. And it's, I don't know, it's just, it's summertime. I've already heard stories that would just horrify you. And it's a continual, and this happened when I was on the board, you know, 5, 6 years. It's just, and it continues. And these people, it's like, who the hell do you think you are yelling at these kids because you can't,
you know, it's almost like you need like a little GoPro there just to record what's going up. That would.
I tell you, and you know, on the rec side, these people should be banned.
Yeah.
You take out your frustration at a kid or something, you know what? You don't get to come down here for the rest of the summer or for X period of time, because that'll get the message out. But some of these people continually go down there, and just like this guy, continually go down there, and you know, this is my beach. I do what I want, and I tell people what to do, and it's like, dude, I mean, it's not. And you know, the rec's got to take a more serious stand on this stuff. And you know, there's been some incidences where the police were involved, and I mean,
no kidding.
Oh God, yeah, but nothing's done to these people.
Huh?
You know, it's just like, oh, okay, well, don't do that again. And then they're back a couple weeks later doing the same thing. My thing is, get their license number, who they are, if you can, and those people banned. And figure out a ban. A year? Rest of
you, can have, a dash cam record their ass, and then, you know.
That's the best way to not get employees, is kids that love working, you know, through the rec and all that, and then you have parents yelling at them and berating them because they can't, you know, they decided to get up later and not go down. They want to go down to the beach, and they can't park on a beautiful day.
Yeah.
But, sorry. It's crazy.
Because they live on the west side.
It's crazy. And it's shocking because when you hear some of the people, you're like, what? That person? Come on.
I would love to know who some of these people are off the record, Scoo. I'd like to.
It's appalling. And, you know, and these poor kids, like I said, they're not getting paid. They're getting paid nothing.
But these type of people, when you confront them, they cower.
Oh, right now they do.
They, so, you know.
If I see that, you
know, I'd love to see that. I'd love
it. It might be police, because if I ever run into that and I've heard it, you know, that's unacceptable. I mean,
we don't need police. We'll just share that person's goodwill with everybody.
Summer is here. Beach is open. It's wonderful. You know, the city does a great job, you know, the staff and all that. But you know what? You residents, you know.
Don't be a douchebag. Welcome to the Lake Forest Podcast, a podcast about the lovely city of Lake Forest, featuring topics like local news, sports, music, people, food, and of course, politics. My name is Pete, and I'm joined with the voice of the Lake Forest High School basketball, football, lacrosse, chess team, water polo, Scoo. Walker. How you doing, Scoop?
Good, Pete. How are you? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Back to popular demand.
We got to have stuff to talk about. I get all these emails. Hey, Pete, we're going to – let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. I'm going to send this in to you. Blah, 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 blah. Nothing. Crickets.
Wow.
So it's just you and I, my friend.
Where's the podcast? See how you send it on? I'm like, well, send us stuff in. I don't want to come. I don't want to come.
It's like, what are we going to do? Get tossed in the Lake Forest shame jail?
I'm there.
Been there. Still there. Hey, speaking of shame jail, Lake Forest Podcast is supported by viewers and listeners just like you. Shark Guy Beach Fishing, the premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. The world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but to help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out at Facebook or sharkguybeachfishing.com to schedule an outing. Shark Guy is your guy for your next charter. Disclaimer, Scoo doesn't charter. There's also Shark Guy Outdoors. See if you can find a fossil or somebody didn't pay their bills. We'd also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters, Reverend Luke back from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A., Elizabeth C., Costa, Lance, Otto, RDM, Broadstop Breakfast Group in Kenosha, Captain Mike's in downtown Kenosha, and the Greentown Tavern, Waukegan. Scoo, how you been?
Busy. Been good. You know, running around, tail between my legs.
You know who's going to be running around this weekend?
A lot of people telling me what to do.
Don't you just love that? Just smile.
I usually do an eye roll that doesn't go over well, so.
Yeah, you're an eye roll kind of guy.
I am.
I missed you. I had relatives in town last weekend, and you know, I don't get out that much, but when I do, I look for Scoo. I was yelling down there, Scoo Walker.
I know you were. I was on the phone, and I'm like, you know, person on the phone's like, who the hell is that? I'm like,
Just a guy.
He's now standing in the middle of Western Avenue trying to wave people down here. Which I appreciate.
I did the tour. I checked out all the haunts to make sure everybody's okay. Saw Beth at the Lantern, then strolled down to see Joe at Chiefs, and I see some new businesses coming into town. Hometown Coffee Shop. If you don't like corporate coffee, there's Hometown Coffee. Check them out.
I did a reconnaissance mission to Glencoe, where that's at right now.
Yeah.
Starbucks is in trouble. That's a good little joint. Thank God that's coming here because it's well needed. But can't come sooner.
You need options with
Starbucks. The big Lake Forest Starbucks machine, I guess, according to the corporate office. But you know, closing sporadically in the 8 o'clock, they're opening in the morning now. I mean, I think they do more business from 5 o'clock to 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. than some Starbucks do. But, you know, not to have people working, it's just crazy. And they close for that.
What's their deal, Scoo?
I don't know, but it doesn't start my day off right when I'm walking up there to get my coffee to do my walk and all that. And they're shut down till 8 o'clock. And it's 5:15 for me. Then I got to go home and make it, which, you know what? Because they've been closed now, I'm making it and might not be a patron
Scoo,
anymore.
I'm a Maxwell House. Off. I'm a Maxwell House guy. I have the timer
That's
set.
What I made.
Yeah. I think I get like the 2 gallon container of coffee that lasts me like forever.
We got a small container just to kind of try it. And I'm like, hey, this is, you know,
good enough.
Yeah, good enough for me. Gets me all fired up, but you know.
Well, that, you know,
it's the drug in the Starbucks that keeps you coming back and paying $4 for a freaking cup of black coffee.
Oh my God!
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Is it Starbucks or $4?
I don't know, but they call it, which is kind of funny. I said probably a couple months ago when they had their first. I said, did that go up? And they said it's a price promotion. Like a price promotion. He went up 50 cents a cup for black coffee. A price promotion.
What if you bring in your own cup?
You can do that.
You ever see that skit with Chris Rock? He wants one rib.
May I help you, sir?
How much for an order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Okay, let me get one.
Right on. One order.
One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, check this out. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, fuck the cup. Pour it in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl wearing. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
Look, we're gonna need an orthopedic surgeon to remove my foot from your ass.
Hammer.
No, brother, don't do it.
No, I see people bring in their own cups, you know, to fill up their containers. I think they still charge them the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, can I have a sleeve? Oh, we're out of sleeves today. What? How can you be out of stuff that you're just out of? Got me all fired up. I apologize, all you Starbucks lovers, because I love it too. But
well, I still
they
love
sporadically open up later because they can't get their staff to come in and work. I'm like,
well, they got all those holidays. I'm just saying. And then you got the Starbucks kid dashers running those doors open. I mean, it is. I've clocked it 3.5 seconds from the door, from a car door to the Starbucks door. And those poor kids, when they hit that door and it's locked, it's not a good thing.
It's even more funny, like I said, when you're not notified or you don't know they're opening up later.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, I got to turn the corner, and I've seen some of these guys, they're like looking in there, and it's like
fogging up the glass.
All pissed off because they're trying to get their coffee to go to work, and it's like, you know. But
isn't there another one on the west side?
Well, there's one in like Bluff, and then there's one out in Highwood. It's a drive-through.
Oh, okay.
But you know, when this is like the flagship restaurant or whatever, that when they rebuilt this whole thing. And it's supposed to be a cash cow for Starbucks, which is like, how do you not get people? You know,
is that why it's closed?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been closed. Well, they had it not closed. They pushed the opening from 5 to 8. You know, like today it was open, but I already brought my coffee, and I was like, okay, great.
All right. But, cheers to you.
Yeah, they say they can't get people, and then they shut it down. Like, a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, they were shutting it down like at 3 o'clock and all that. I'm like, and they said, well, you know, you ask them what's going on. They go, we can't get people. And I'm like, how in God's
name? Starbucks can't get people?
Yeah. It's like you work 20 hours and you get full benefit. how can you not? Oh, it's because all these people think their worth is more than, you know, I should be getting $30 an hour. To do this job and that job. I'm like,
well,
it's frustrating. I mean, it's, but you know what? Takes a couple seconds, put it all together.
Well, we got to check out hometown, the recon. What'd you see?
Real good.
What'd you see?
They got sandwiches, breakfast stuff, you know, coffee. It's a sit down. Glencoe has a big joint, but it's going to be, I think this is about equivalent to size. So,
yeah.
But it's local people. So I don't think it's a whole national chain, which is a good thing. But Lake Forest needs some breakfast spots besides going into Starbucks and getting $5 coffee. And then, you know what? I want a breakfast sandwich too. Well, that's another $9. Really?
You're 20 light. First thing in the morning? Ooh. So, Scoo, election yesterday. Big turnout.
Nice.
9% of the people show up. 8% of the people show up. 13%. Congratulations to all the aldermen that won.
Yeah.
Wait.
Getting the vote. Getting out the
vote. Way to get.
Well, I think we see in that thing you put up there. I'm predicting right now, the one I think that got the most votes was right here in my own ward, which I
think.
I'm going to make a prediction that's some foreshadowing for the next mayor.
Like that
contrary
guy.
To what other people think and want in this community. But
if you get 10% of the people showing up, I mean, you got you would think 80-20. You know what I mean? You don't even got 80-20 going on. You got 10-90. And then you have all these people complaining. And, you know, I'm out there like you, Scoo, first thing in the morning. I just took a left turn and, you know, I almost went to City Hall. City Hall's not open on Election Day. Got to go to Gorton Center.
Right.
Gorton Center. So I go in there.
But their lawn signs are all, you know, piled in the parking lot. In one bush.
Scoo, I do know that you got to.
Every time I see a lawn sign, I think of you, Pete, and how you just love the lawn sign.
You know, Scoo, if this was like Back to the Future in 1957, great idea.
Imagine how you can jump back in your Maserati or your Tesla time machine and take some lawn signs and throw them on the lawn.
So I go in there, Scoo, and I don't know when you go in or if you, of course you went in, Scoo.
I didn't.
You're mail-in?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't do it. I just didn't do the primary stuff. I go for the
the aldermen stuff, what I did, I just went in to see what the process is like. And so I go in, I got a feeling some people know who I am, just, you know, I kind of stick out. And
is anyone from the exec council there coaching you on how to ticket?
I did see some people, but
come
I just want
to. I was kidding.
I did see some people there.
Isn't that what they call electioneering or gerrymandering or whatever? Isn't that?
It was outside and here. So you go, I think it's like 250 feet or something. I don't know. So, you know, I was walking around and I'm, you know, got a little sweat going and, you know, coming in and said, how you doing? And, you know, they're going.
Podcast guy.
And, so I go in and, you gotta go to the judges there and say who you are. I'm like, I'm Scoo Walker.
That's not funny. They don't like that.
Well.
Especially when people know me.
Yeah. Well, I go, I'm Scoo Walker. And sure enough, it's like they're going through the process. I go, no, I'm Pete. and that just scares me because, like, how do you know it's not Scoo or how do you know it's not Pete? Well, we look at your signature. Like, okay.
And then sign here.
I wrote with my left hand. I'm right-handed. Okay, here's my signature. They show it to the next person. Okay, and you go through. Come on, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you got to show your ID to, don't you? No?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's where that gets me so confused and all the sniping and screaming and hollering about this all stuff. I'm like, there's people that don't want to show their ID? I mean, what is that? I mean, you should be showing
your ID. Is that what the issue is?
I don't know, but I hear people scream like, oh, no, you can't show your, you know, it's, I'm like, why? I mean, here.
I could go in there.
Walker, here's my ID. Quick, done. Okay.
All I got to do is look at an address and say my name and chicken scratch. Okay, you're good.
You're done. Yeah.
You're done. And that's.
Well, it's funny because I can't do that if I go in there because I know several of the people that have been volunteering and doing that. So I can't care. I mean, they're like, yeah, right. You're not Pete. Oh, yeah, you're Scoop. Without even saying it, you know.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I mean, I see your point. I mean, people don't know you, especially the election judges don't know you, can just spout out.
And I took out my ID.
Any word, and then you can circle back. Like, oh, did I say circle back? Come back.
Yeah.
You know, 3 hours later, go be Jansen, and like, okay. Hey.
But seriously, I took out my ID to go. There was like I had. Kryptonite. They're like, So I don't get why that is. It's if it's a Republican, Democrat thing, I don't know.
The judges, I know for a fact that the judges or whatever they're called there, they work their asses off before yesterday. They're like, you know, doing this stuff, getting set up and all that for, you know, a few days. So I know a few of them and I'm like, you do all that work? Yeah, you have. I'm like, holy crap. So, yeah, they go through a lot of – they don't just show up at, you know, election day. And,
oh, no. I'm sure you got to deal with crap, but it's not the people. It's the system because how – you can't verify.
No.
you just can't. And
well, when you look – page through everything. You tell them your name, like you said, and they're paging through looking for it. It's like, you know, here's my ID. Then you're looking. Then, oh.
Yeah.
And then, you know, yeah. I don't get it why that's such an issue.
So then you go through the process and, you know, you get your, you know, Republican sheet. They don't want to see your ID, but they ask you out in front of everybody. How are you voting
today?
Yeah. How are you voting today? Republican.
Yo, my
hog to
you, Trump lover.
So you say that in front of everybody. You can't show your ID, whatever. So you go through, and then they give you the sheet, and they say, would you like a privacy sheet? I'm like, it's a little plastic piece to cover your sheet. Where you? I'm like, well, I pretty much just told everybody how I'm voting. What am I going
to? Did they give you? Because, again, I didn't. Do it yesterday. Sorry, you can scream and holler all you want. I just don't.
Yeah,
I don't do the primary thing. I do the regular.
Well, it's the alternate anyway, SKU.
I know. Which hey, the caucus.
Great job.
So I don't need to vote, right?
Yeah, right. They've been vetted. Anyways,
no. What if you want? I mean, is it only? Two parties now. You have to say designate which one you're voting, and then you can't like.
I just saw
blend all the time. I'm like, oh, it's got picked this guy, but is it separate?
Well, I think it's Republican, Democrat, Independent, and I think they give you both sides. I don't know, and I go like, how do you know this is Republican? Because you know, I'm getting up there, Scoo. I'm like, wait. It's like Republican in tiny print, and then Democrat is like a different font.
Isn't that a part of electioneering or gerrymandering?
I don't know.
Which way you shouldn't they just be giving you a voting sheet and not asking, you know, which party are you voting for?
Well, they're trying to figure out which sheet to give you. I mean, I don't remember that happening before, but so you go in and then, you know, Severino. Way to go, Joe.
Pete, you're not supposed to reveal who you voted
for. Oh, I know you're not supposed to take a picture of your forms and share it, even though I did write in Scoo Walker four times. Scoo.
And I'll be more than happy. I appreciate that, Pete. I'll take my constituents in hand and listen to what they have to say, and I promise and promise.
Yeah.
To stand up for what's right.
So whatever, and then you get the results and you say, all right, 5,700 registered voters, 500 people showed up to vote for the alderman, one alderman. Woo-hoo.
Here's my question. Why is that, and again, it's probably in the procedures and all that, or they changed it, but in a off-cycle, this shouldn't be an off-cycle, why isn't it the final vote for aldermen like it was in November with everything else that's final?
So these are just the aldermen that were coming up.
No, I know they're right, but why is it done at the primary level as opposed to
on the date?
Do it in November when everything is kind of not, I shouldn't say the primary, because
I believe there was something up with the census that it got delayed to June.
So ironically.
Whatever.
It would have been done earlier.
Well, I'm sure more people would have voted in November, right?
Well, yeah, I would assume so, because everyone's on vacation in the summer.
Oh.
More focused than in the fall.
But wait a minute. How can they be vacationing in the summer when they have to stand in their high heels on the artificial turf?
You're bringing everything into it. That's coming up. I can't wait. I'm going to be there looking at everyone in their high heels. And
I'll be there. I'll be wheeling my wagon around. We had Mr. Amos on talking about the fireworks, and he's going to be busy. He's going to be busy.
And early in the day in the morning is the parade, which is finally back to normal. 2-year hiatus, kind of hiatus, but that's going to be a big thing. And like,
block. Yeah.
Fireman's ball the night before.
I have not heard whether I will be pushed around in an office chair for that parade. That has not been confirmed or denied. Haven't talked.
And it's the lawnmower 50th anniversary.
Oh, that's right. Those guys, they do.
What do you think they're good? You think they're going to do something just jaw dropping, or you think they're going to do what? They usually do something controversial, but I don't think you can do. Today's world doesn't let you do some of the stuff they've done in the past. So I'd be curious to see. There's so much they can rip out that they're great at, but do they have the cajones to do it? We'll see.
I love cajones and bean dip. I reach out to those guys, and I don't think they're that technologically advanced to do anything like that.
Oh, no, I'm not talking technological. I'm talking about the issues out there. They always take an issue that's controversial and then play it out and all that. And years past, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but they did some very controversial stuff where it's like, did they really do that?
Well, I asked them to come on the show, and what Zoom?
But I mean, they're on Facebook, and some of these guys, talk, what should we do?
I think their wives are running the Facebook.
Yeah, but, it'll be interesting to see what they do, because, number one, they can – and there's a lot of stuff politically
they
usually tap into, and
well, how about this?
See what they tap into.
All right, so you had a protest at Market Square. Did you see any of that?
There's a protest at Market Square.
Oh yeah, it was a couple days ago. Really? Seriously, yeah.
What was it?
I think it was Roe versus Wade. Yeah. I think they were out there.
Wow.
A lot of cops, a lot of yelling.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
You didn't hear any of that? Or you were on the phone? It must have been busy time.
It couldn't have been that bad. I mean, come on.
I heard. Listeners, viewers, you know. A
bunch of guys screaming at each other about abortion.
I got a couple emails in there.
You can't do that to my body! Wait, you're a guy.
I think that's... Is that why Starbucks was shut down? I'm just going down the notes, Scoo. I'm just
No, I didn't see that. What day was it? Weekend?
No, it was like Monday, I think.
I didn't hear anything. Hey, the door's open and everything. Wow.
So scratch that off the list.
Damn.
And I do have quite a few people emailing me again about the questionable books in the library. Did you
enlighten me?
Picture
book?
Yeah, picture books. Did you have any of that growing up back in the day in the hood? Like first?
Like what?
It looked like same sex stuff, copulation.
No. I don't I remember my childhood, and I don't remember anything about, you know, what's going on now.
But
and I think if I was a kid, the way I was brought up, you'd be like, what the hell? What are you talking about?
Well, that's like Forrest. Did you have newsstands back then? Back in the city.
Newsstands?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we had people like me who delivered the papers. I delivered the papers right to doorsteps. Some people even forced me to get off my bike and walk up to their door and put it inside.
And give you nothing for Christmas.
Oh, you kidding me?
All foods,
I think I had... My route consisted probably of 50 papers a morning. So I had a really good route that I'd load up the bike 5 in the morning, wrapping papers and stuffing them, and then off I go. And it was fun. I had an afternoon route before my morning route.
Well, all I'm saying is if you want to look questionable. Well, in the city, you would just go to Mario at the corner newsstand, say, give me the latest Larry Flynn publication. How old are you?
I didn't deliver those. Now, I did have access to those. Friends of ours said that was a big thing. We'd build our forts and go in and look at, holy cow, look at that.
Great articles.
Phenomenal articles.
But I mean,
Gigi. Like
who had the cool dad that had them all in the basement, or they all did in Lake Forest days?
I don't think anyone. I don't know. All I know is that experience. They were brought to a certain area. We didn't know where they came from.
Nobody. Okay.
No one.
Well, now
it's like so and so has a backload of Playboy and Penthouse. Yes!
Why is page 23 and 24 stuck together?
Humidity.
So anyway, so now I guess you just go to the library, and that's what these people are saying,
I don't get that either.
But I would think you would, unless they're donated and nobody looks at the titles, like, how is that?
I grew up with Janet and Mark, it's like, and Spot their dog, unless the books now are like, Janet and Mark are no longer brothers and sisters, but they're boyfriend, girlfriend, and the cover is kind of, and Spot their dog is.
Well, no, it's Jan and Mark, and you don't know which one's, the guy and the girl, and Jan could be anybody.
We get to this hometown restaurant coming in.
Yeah. Are you okay there, Scoo? You look a little...
The other one is Sophia's coming in, as well as
yeah.
Le Colonial is opening up next week, I hear.
Looks is that great true?
Looks great.
I have not looked. I got to reach out to our guy.
Looks fantastic.
I wonder if he's got help.
I don't know. It's just crazy. I don't get that. I don't get how people aren't working and there's so many jobs.
Because you don't have to.
How do you not have to? Again, Scoo, explain that to me.
Scoo.
Don't people have to pay rent and utilities and your mortgages and all that and they're not working? Where are they getting the funds?
Well,
I don't know. That's me.
I'm not saying it's anybody in Lake Forest, but how many kids are living in their parents' basements? Just saying. How many kids are just getting cash?
Well, it's not just kids. It's adults, too. What are you talking about, kids?
Well, you got these people in the basements that are early 30s.
That's true.
So, and they're all the, you know.
I don't get it. I just don't get, I don't know how these businesses are struggling to get, I mean, it's rhetorical. I know how, but it's you know, there's jobs and people want jobs and it's just.
Well, I think what's going to happen is, because I do another podcast in the corporate world, which I love to poke fun at as well. Recession's coming, RIFs, reduction in force, layoffs, and things will start to cool out. So we're going to have to go through that.
Yeah, but reductions in force, I mean, didn't COVID do that to a lot of the corporations? They figured out that, God, we don't need all these buildings and all this office space when we can do it now.
No, they're making them come in. They're making them come in. They're making them come in.
Well, that's the funny thing is these corporations are, the dirty little secret is they're crushing it, And, it's not because they're raising prices on stuff and all that. It's because their biggest expense is people. And buildings and all that they're shedding. And, that's a simple mathematics where, expenses.
Well,
you're reducing your expense and your income staying or going up. It's like cash cow.
But, well, they're shedding even more. So I think things will cool out. Yep. Things will cool out. Let's see what happens in the midterms. I'm sure more people get fired up by then. Shout out to Joe Severino. Way to go, man. Way to go. I think he had about 15,000 or so, 17,000. He was uncontested for the Republican side. So we'll see.
I've been curious about elections.
Yeah.
To find out just locally, not just Lake Forest, but local, like Severino. How many people are eligible to vote and how many people voted? Because it just seems like there's such a lot of screaming and hollering politically.
Yeah.
But yet, that we kid about, turnouts are like nothing. I mean, is that?
Well, it's like I posted
Lake
today.
Forest is a good little microcosm, but does that reflect everywhere like that, or
politics only matters when it affects you, right? So, how many people you got $6 gas and you got mean tweets? Pick one.
Right.
So it's
can't even cut my lawn. I gotta wait because my lawnmower runs out of gas and it's $12 to fill up a two gallon thing.
I'll borrow you my old school push mower. I mean, it's the one. Oh, it's beautiful, man.
I went electric. I used an electric mower once. My little lawn took like 3 hours in an electric mower because I had to keep cutting back and forth because it doesn't cut because the propeller or whatever.
Yeah.
I used to have electric hedge clippers that, take me 5 hours to cut one bush because it's or I'd cut the cord.
Damn.
Gas, baby. I'd love to hear that and rev it.
Oh, fossil fuel. So in my excursion last week, because seriously, I was out like 5 days in a row.
On Lake Street?
No, on Western. Let's see, Lantern, Chiefs, and 2 days in a row. I haven't done this since I moved here. I was in the Deer Path Inn, and you know I've been blowing them smoke all the time for being expensive. Their burger, $16. I went to Buffalo's, which is an old school. It used to be on Pulaski and Irving in Chicago. They moved out to Buffalo Grove. Their burger, $18. So, Deer Path, you guys are all right. You guys are all
right. They're good stuff. Hey,
I'm just saying, I've blown them smoke a few times, and then when you compare the prices and whatnot, AbbVie puts on a good restaurant.
They got good food. I mean, I love Deer Path. It just, yeah. The funniest thing is, it's like with the pricing, it's like before all this nonsense, you know, going to Deer Path was kind of, we'd go with like a special type of thing because expensive. And but what you got was worth the money, but you couldn't go there every, like if I wanted a burger every night, I'd go to the Lantern because it's only $8 or whatever. But now, like, you know, what you're saying is, you know, it's like Deer Path kind of hasn't gone like to $28 for a burger.
Yeah.
But everyone else has gone up, and now, you know, Deer Path is competitive. Like, that's a great number.
Well, two things I'm scratching my head on. What happened to the big-ass steak sandwich?
Oh, Pete, I tell you, I was just going to say that. We go in there. I used to have a buddy who was in the industry. He did a lot of mitigation work, has his own company, and sadly, he passed last year and all that. But he used to come in town, and we'd go to lunch, and he'd always say, you know, where do you want to go? Well, you know, inevitably, he goes, I need that big ass steak sandwich. We go over to Deer Path and it's gone. I'm like, are you kidding me? That thing was like two big chunks of steak.
I went in and I'm like, you know, I hear
that's probably like a morsel for you, but for me,
that was an app. It was an app. But
and you could get half a regular sandwich.
So I said, hey guys, I know it's not on the menu, but this is Deer Path, of course. Could you, and I had cash in my pocket for the first time, you know, because, you know, I was out every day.
Right.
And I'm rustling the bills and no go. AbbVie says no go.
Well,
no,
I mean,
no big ass steak sandwich.
Well, AbbVie
owns that, right?
Oh, I don't know. AbbVie
owns Deer Path.
But it's just like, you know, I asked them, I said, you know, this was last year. Is it coming back? And, you know, well, it's kind of like it's the pricing. I mean, again, steak, you know, they have quality. So that's going to be, I mean, are you going to pay a big ass steak sandwich, $28?
That's $30? A $30 sandwich. I would pay $30 for that sandwich.
It was only like $20 or something.
You might have to sneak in a flask or something, but.
Well, that's like another haunt we loved in Highwood was they just closed down. God, now
the fish place.
Yeah.
Were you getting an accident trying to park in that place?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like we went in there. You know, we get the normal thing we get, whatever, and I would get like a lobster roll. You know, and it was like $20 or something like that, but you know, it was good. And I, you know, worth it, and went in there right before they closed, and it was like $30. And you know, they shut down, and I, you know, why? Because they had quality seafood, but you know, they got to raise the price, and it's like, you know, who's gonna go and spend $35-$40 for a freaking lobster roll?
Yeah, yeah. Well. So it's nice to, you know, go through town. We'll see what's up with Le Colonial. We'll let the first rush of wannabes go through there, and then we'll peek our head in there.
Walk by there.
Give me egg roll, mushu pork.
Whole foods.
Whole foods.
Are you gonna eat the rest of that? Can you throw it over the fence here? Got it. Thank you. Yeah, that is good.
It's for Cooper.
Can you move your dog?
Huh? Yeah.
So, can you not walk your dog on this side of the street? We're trying to.
Yeah, yeah. So, Scoo, give me what's your, if I happen to run into you, when would I see you next week?
Ah, well, you'll see me somewhere at Lake Bluff Parade.
What day is that? Night.
That's Monday. I believe it's 4th of July Monday, right?
Okay.
And you'll see me in the evening.
Okay.
Over at the park, the turf park. And then.
Yeah, when is the turf park parade or festival fireworks?
That's Monday night.
So that's all Monday, okay.
And let's see, Wednesday, little nice little tidbit started last week at the Deer Path Golf Course. They have, it was going on last year, but they have little twosome that does some acoustic music in the tent and sit out from 4:30 to 6:30, I think.
Okay.
And they have special food and drinks and just kind of nice and relaxing. So like today we'll be there and probably next week there. Thursday you'll see me at concert in the square.
Oh, how is that? Any little tips?
I mean, the last 2 weeks have been phenomenal. Last week they had Petty King, that's for, you know, Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Tribute band, and they were good, really good. And it was crowded there. You know, bring your lawn chairs.
I saw that.
The thing is, it's weird because they have food trucks. I guess they've licensed 5 food trucks to come to these events in town because I guess food trucks are a big.
They didn't shoo them away.
A lot of controversy around that. And they didn't show, so there's no food. But again, Pasquazi's hot dog, Susan,
yeah,
was open during that time so people could go there. But yeah,
Left Bank, you mean?
Left Bank, Pasquazi's. Yeah, I call it Pasquazi's.
All right.
That's
dog. For the newcomers that are on the caucus.
Susan Stone runs Left Bank. Formerly known Pasquazi's, for the traditionalists, it's still Pasquazi's.
Can you buy flowers there?
No. Let's see. So that's Thursday night, and then Fridays. Much go what I'm doing. I'm trying to figure out a Ravinia night to go to. They've got some good.
You'll have to let me know how that goes.
Love Ravinia.
Oh.
Don't know about the crowd. Went to a wedding last week.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. All right, Scoo.
Yeah, one place I went to, Pete, last week,
yeah,
that I hadn't been to in a while and everyone should go to, and I'll try to get Maria on, but Lake Forest Wine and Cheese Shop.
She's chicken.
Right, I know. Right down the street. Right next door to.
I'm sure this isn't helping.
Left Bank, but I haven't been in there a while, and I said, I'm going to go get my old normal Havarti and cheese sandwich. And
yeah.
Got it. Came back to the just fantastic.
Wait, just isn't Havarti fantastic. Cheese?
Havarti cheese and turkey and cheese, yeah.
Okay, Havarti. Okay. All right.
But just tremendous.
I hear great things about that place.
That's
and
great.
Well,
but those these, are the like these concerts in the square, they got, you know, we have too many restaurants like Wine and Cheese, like Left Bank, like The Lantern, like Joe's. Why aren't they bringing, you know, it's great to have the food trucks there, but why aren't these businesses setting up shop during this time? I don't get that.
Are you saying we should put a little hibachi out there and have a big-ass steak sandwich?
Yeah, but like Left Bank, they did it, used to do it. You know, they'd have a little, and I'm sure Susan's going to be doing that, but, you know, these other places, you know, on Thursday night, And I know it's an issue with the city, which is such ridiculous, but, you know, we don't need food trucks. We got, you know, Authentico put up a tent up there, you know, and Lantern put up a little. Why aren't we doing this with our local restaurants?
Because we want a vibrant downtown.
That's just, it's crazy. And then you got stuff like last Thursday. Oh yeah, the food truck didn't show. So people are expecting like to get food. There's nothing. Wait, what? Where's the food? So it'll be interesting to see what shows up Thursday.
All right, fair enough. So Scoo, we it's been a couple of weeks since we've been on. It just hasn't been anything to talk about, and the people that want to talk don't come on, or they say they do and they don't. So if anybody's listening,
stuff going on in the community.
Well, nobody's here. Hey, I went to the beach, and I didn't even want to bring this up, but.
Oh wait! Before you say that, how did your family like your showing of the town and all that?
Deer Path was a big hit. Lantern Chiefs hit. And then the beach, it was like we did that on the last day, and it was kind of it was like Saturday, and I said, I think it's going to rain tomorrow. We should go to the beach today on Saturday. Nah, it'll be fine. So, of course, it rained on Sunday. Or Friday, Saturday, one of those two. But we went down there. It was cloudy, and I was just bummed they had the shop closed, so you couldn't get a beverage there. But it was nice just to sit down in the pavilion and, watch the waves go by. And that is a gem, man. That is a gem.
And boy, wouldn't it be a bigger gem if that concession stand had actual food running in and out of there and people can order sandwiches and all that? Wouldn't that be just phenomenal?
Well, that's what I didn't get. It's you had like 10
because
lifeguards.
The city wants more money out of these small vendors to go down there, which is a joke. I mean, Kemper's doing it right now, kind of out of convenience. They're doing it, but it can be done so much better.
I mean, I understand it's a cloudy day. So I guess you shut the. Is that little cafe always shut down, or?
No, it's open and all that, but.
Because I see like a dozen lifeguards, and they're all sitting at the picnic tables. God bless them; they got jobs. Yeah. But you can pay for the lifeguards because there's nobody swimming, and if there's no.
It's probably not. It's probably the people working. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Speaking of douchebags, when you're walking around town, when somebody walks by, do you say hello or good morning or anything?
I do.
Okay. Or do you keep your, head down and walk by?
No, I say good morning. And actually, I think I'm losing my mind because yesterday I was walking home from work and this guy was coming up and he was walking up and he said hello. I said, good morning. I got
No, that's good. It's
6 o'clock at night and I said good morning to the guy. Like he's probably going, that's the best job. But yes, I think every morning.
I think when you walk by, somebody says good morning, you should say hello or something back, not just keep walking.
When I'm with my better half, when we're walking, she's always saying, she's like the nicest. I mean, you can't even.
Yeah, Pam's genius, yeah.
There's nothing you can say wrong about Pam. I mean, it's just,
Right.
Out kicking your coverage, that's not even close. But. So she's always saying hello to everyone. But it's funny when she says hello and you got some grump walking by. Hello, good morning. A little bit louder.
No, but, I just keep going. They don't, and I mean, I know they don't have any headset in or anything. They're just being a douche.
Right.
I just say douche.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, saying hello, that's the greatest thing, especially in the morning when you're walking. Like,
yeah. Say hello, smile. You sunny day in Lake Forest. Be happy.
I say hello, and they're like, "Are you the podcast guy?"
That could be it.
I'm like, "Oh, I'm not. It depends."
It's that big guy. Whatever.
I'm just a guest. You need to talk to the big guy. He's over on Lake Street.
Complaint department. Lake Street. Yeah, I'm looking for the L. So, Scoo, last thing on the beach, and we'll wrap up. Do a lot of people, are they in Waukegan with their boats and they bring them over? Because I see early in the morning a bunch of like yachts or something like camped out in front of Lake Forest.
Yeah, I mean, I think Forest has a size restriction. on the big storing. And so your bigger boats, you have to go down either south or to Waukegan. But yeah, there was a huge yacht like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm like, Scoo! Scoo!
I can't talk right now. But I mean, even their dinghy was like a 30 foot dinghy off the. I mean, it was cute. I didn't see it, but my buddy who runs the beach down there took some pictures and showed it to me. And I'm like, holy crap. I mean, that was big.
Are there any slips in Lake Forest? Like, no. So you got to keep it in Waukegan, or the rescue boat is down there. But other than that.
I mean, you're dry docking it if it's. You know, you pull your boat up, putting it in the cage or whatever. But yeah, there's not, it's not like a harbor and all that, even though some of these guys that have their boats in the cages at Lake Forest think it is a yacht.
What's a cage?
Well, there's the boat ramp right on the South Beach, and you bring your boat down and you drop it in the water, or there's a big fenced in area right next to the pavilion on the South that has a bunch of sailboats and other boats in there.
So you can take
people
a boat.
People rent out spaces, yeah.
Okay, got it. So people are asking me about that.
Yeah, so these guys that have their boats probably moored in the cage there, I call it the cage, you know, yeah. they probably think it's their little, you know, personal yacht club down there, but it ain't.
Old style cans.
Yeah, this is our, you know, we meet down here with our five members. We're the Lake Forest Yacht Club. They're great guys. I mean, I just.
Doesn't sound like some of them are.
No, one guy. And I like all those guys, but they're, you know, when you get on my bad side, I'm, you know.
So there's one douchebag in the group. Get rid of him. Kick him out. Kick him out. All right, Scoo. I think we've done some damage.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Everything's going great in the city this summer. Come out and see a lot of stuff.
Get some coffee from Marketplace. Stay away from the corporate crap. All right.
Oh, and
yeah.
Peanut Gallery opening up, reopening.
I saw that next to the exercise place. Perfect place for it.
Done exercising, grab a nice big turkey burger, whatever that bird thing is called. Yeah. That's so awesome.
Duffer's opening up soon.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. You know?
We're getting to be vibrant. John Powers, Rick Amos, don't work too hard in the next coming days. Be careful of that turf. Be careful that turf. And no, Scoo and I will not be looking to see what aldermen have vacationed for the 4th of July. Lake Forest Podcast is supported by listeners and viewers just like you, Shark Guy Beach Fishing. They're the premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. They're world-renowned captains that not only put you on the fish, but to help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook or at sharkguybeachfishing.com to schedule an outing. Shark Guy is your guy for your next charter. Again, Scoo still doesn't charter. We'd also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters, Reverend Lupak from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A., Elizabeth B., Costa. Costa, nice to see you again, my friend. Keep them cold. Lance, good to see you too, my friend. Otto, same. RDM, Broadstop Breakfast Group in Kenosha, Captain Mike's in downtown Kenosha, and the Greentown Tavern in Waukegan. On behalf of my fine co-host, Scoo Walker, we thank you for listening and watching. Cue happy the non-copyrighted. Happy 4th of July. Hey, be careful of those high heels, ladies. Over now.
Liars, I can't. just happened. This is not a Christmas. This is not a Christmas song. This is not a Christmas. This is not a Christmas song. This is not a Christmas. This is not a Christmas song. This is not B2C. Who can put up more blinding lights? The kids all wish away the month because they want presents in sight. This year at me so mad. Just a boy, Christmas brought so much joy. Couldn't wait for the presents and laughter. I couldn't sleep late at night, looking for Santa with lights. Those are the memories I still remember. Then I became a man, lost sight of who I am, but right in front of